Hello everyone, welcome to the third episode of the Hopeful Garden podcast titled Broken Dreams. In this episode, I want to talk to you about my broken dreams and sort of broken dreams in general. So like when I was a really young kid, I always liked animals and nature. I would watch the Animal Planet when I was really young, and I would watch this one documentary a lot. I think it was called The Most Extreme, where it's like a countdown documentary, and they'll list like the top 10 most venomous animals or the top 10 fastest animals, you know? And I got really into that, and ever since I wanted to become a biologist or a zoologist, you know, like a scientist who would go out there and study animals. I kind of wanted to like go to Africa, Australia, South America, and observe all the cool animals and like study them. That was like my dream job. And my biggest hero was Steve Irwin, right? The crocodile hunter. Like, I really loved him and like his show. Like, he made me like appreciate like animals and nature, you know? And the other people who kind of influenced me were the I forgot their name. Jeez. They ran the Sabu Mafu show on PBS. Yeah, like, they were, like, I really loved them. Like, they have also inspired me to, like, appreciate nature and wanted, and to go into the route of, like, helping the environment. And other like, nature documentaries kind of did push me towards the path even further. When I got a little bit older, I watched River Monsters, Jeremy Wade, and like all the cool stuff that I see them do in their shows, I want to do it too. Like, I wanted that to be my future. But like things change as I got older. One aspect was like my pressure from my parents and sort of the nature of like Silicon Valley kind of also like crushed a dream, because like my parents probably wanted me to get like a high paying job, and everyone around me were like pretty like smart people. Like, they wanted to do something relating to computers or relating to medicine, you know? And I felt like I need to be like that. So that time period was pretty rough for me. I had to give up that dream in order to like fit into the Silicon Valley mold, you know? And it was really hard to give that up, because I thought my entire purpose was to become a zoologist, you know? Yeah, like, I remember, like, I was crying in my room for, like, the entire night. Because I was grieving, in a sense. Like, my dream has been, like, been smashed, you know? And now I'm kind of like reflecting this whole process and like the whole idea of like a dream job. Ideally, you want to say that like as a society, we want to make sure that like kids are more likely to get their dream jobs, and like I wouldn't necessarily disagree with you. But at the same time, I think what we gotta do is that, like, this is my personal opinion, is that, like, we are more than our jobs, you know? We are more than the things that, like, that helps us survive through the day. What I mean by that is, like, we're more than, like, the jobs that we do. You know? Like for example, like, in the YouTube comments in a physics video that I watched was this, electrician, you know? Like, his job was to, is as an electrician. But in the comments, he was like, I really love physics. Like, it really makes me feel happy. Like, makes me feel smart reading physics books on my free time. And I'm like, wow, that's really cool. Like, one aspect is that, like, I'm sad that, like, I didn't get a chance to be a physicist. But the other aspect is that, like, they get to live their interest in books and whatnot. I mean, they might not be like a physicist, but like, they're learning it and they're able to keep up with it. Like, they're smart enough to do that, and like, that's like a pretty big accomplishment. And sort of for me is that, like, what I'm trying to do now is that, like, I'm trying to spend my free time learning new things about, like, nature and animals, you know? Like, I've been, like, reading, like, animal articles for the past year, and they make me really happy. I like having that, like, knowledge in me, you know? Like, it makes me feel happy in a sense that, like, I'm kind of, like, reviving my dream back, and that's, like, a really good experience or good feeling? I'm not sure, but, like, it makes me feel happy. That's the point I want to make. So, I don't think you need to make your passion your job. I think hobby, expressing your passions as hobbies, is pretty good enough. And that you don't need to make your hobby into a job to make it important or meaningful, you know? I remember today I watched this movie called Pixar Soul, and I'm pretty sure you guys might be familiar with the movie. And it's about this jazz musician who thought, like, his purpose in life, his entire meaning, is to become a jazz player. And if he isn't this jazz player, then, like, his life has not surmounted to anything, that, like, it was worthless. But, like, I think the movie showed that, like, that's not true. He's able to find, like, enjoyment in the little things in life, you know? And I think, like, he also had, like, this conversation with a barber, and he thought that the barber's passion was giving people a haircut. But then, like, he learned that the barber wanted to be a veterinarian for the longest time, but then he had to make money fast to support his family, so he became a barber. And he was telling him about, like, all the things about being a barber that makes him happy, such as talking to, like, unique people, such as the main character himself, you know? And that's really interesting. And I think we kind of need to push towards that kind of idea into life, where we get to appreciate the little things in life and find the positives in things that we don't expect to find the positives in, you know? So, yeah, I think I'll wrap this episode today. I think I've shared my thoughts about, like, the whole idea of, like, dream jobs, and I sort of gave out my opinion on, like, what we can do. So, yeah, I want to hear your guys' thoughts and opinion about this subject matter, and I'll catch you guys in the next episode. See ya! Have a good day!